Welcome to the Crossing Church Podcast, your weekly dose of sermon messages.
Today I want to talk about the door that only you can open. The door that only you can open. Before I go to that scripture, I want to pick up from Revelation, the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 22, and it says this: He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He who has an ear, child of God, let him hear, child of God, the voice of God the Father and the voice of Jesus comes to us in the person of the Holy Spirit. Like that electricity, friends. Like that bulb, the current, friends, is always the same, but its manifestations are different. Do you understand that, friends? Like the power that flows, friends, to the stove, friends, and from the stove it brings heat. Those are manifestations. Or the current that flows to the TV set and it brings vision, friends. But friends, all those things, the globe, the whatever, those are different manifestations. But the power, friends, is the voice of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Now this is where I want to pick up. Just this verse in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. And Jesus, you've got to understand, this is Jesus speaking. This is Jesus speaking to one of the seven churches in Asia. Friends, this is a Christian church. This is a church that acknowledges Jesus. This is a church, friends, that sings hymns and worships. This is a church that is involved in prayer meetings. This is a church that even commemorates the Lord's Supper, breaking of bread. This is a church that's involved with activities, and so it goes on and on and on. But I want you to think the question. I'm asking you something. I want you to think, friends, where is Jesus in this case? Is he on the inside or is he on the outside? Because in this particular case, in John, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus is talking. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." And child of God, I'm not just talking primarily about even our salvation. He does that. And you know something about Jesus? He's not going to force the door. He's not going to push the door. He's not going to batter the door. He will not come uninvited. This is something that you and I have to do, friends. We have to open the door, friends, and say, "Jesus, come in." Today, what I felt by the Holy Spirit to invite him, friend, there are doors in our lives, friends, that you and I, friends, where we say, "Jesus, I've got you in this area." But there are other areas, friends, the doors are shut. No one else knows about it, friends. He wants access to those areas of our lives. He wants access, and he won't batter. He will knock. He wants access to that. Child of God, that is going to be the secret and the key to our Christian walk and our journey for us going the long haul, friends, and finishing that race no matter what life brings our way. For business people, sometimes, friends, we think that's secular. That's, I will, you know, there's the church. I'll open that area, that door. But when it comes to work and my career and my finances, that door's shut. Child of God, open that door. I cannot do it for you. Just hear he's knocking. He wants to come in, friends. And remember something, I'm going to repeat it. When you open the door to Jesus, he wants access. He wants full control. No longer you are in control. You've got to yield. You've got to surrender. You've got to submit. You've got to commit total and full control to King Jesus. He's got to be your Savior. He's got to be your Lord. He's got to be your King. Parents, the door of your children. Sometimes it's you and I that determine what's going to be best for them. Child of God, no. Our children are a gift from God to us. Child of God, lay them in the hands of Jesus. Lay them in the hands of Jesus. Your marriage, child of God. Your marriage. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ. Open that door. Let Jesus come in. Sometimes the way we talk to each other, our spouses. I try to say to you, I have the privilege to take a wedding this coming year. And I was saying to the young couple that we were sharing with, the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5, it talks about that the husband is the head of the wife. Listen to this, husbands. Can I see your hands, please? Oh, there's a lot of you. Hey? Don't be shy. Just lift up your hands. Yeah. This is for all of us, including Manny. Listen what it says. The husband is the head of the wife. And you know what I learned, child of God? The husband is the head servant. That's where they stop, child of God. Even in my context, when I go to the Africa context, they say, no, Manny, that's not part of our culture. Our wives have got to serve us. Even the church leaders, I've been around a long time, friends. I go to many places. I say, no, my friends, don't talk about your culture. There's a culture that's greater than your culture. It's kingdom culture. It's what does Jesus have to say? You love on her, even when it's difficult. Hear me here, please. In the good times and the bad times. This seems to be like a marriage seminar now. Eh? I'm kicking into that gear. For better, for worse, friends. Because marriage, child of God, is a covenant. It's a covenant. Love comes, love goes, and stuff like that. It's a covenant, friends. That's the secret and the key to that. So, friends, you and I have got to open up every area of our lives. Secret things, careers, friends, whatever they may be, our dreams and our visions. It's not what you and I want, friends. What does Jesus want? That's important. Aspects of ministry for pastors and leaders in ministry. Even in our journey, as I go to the new year, I just say, Jesus, I'm taking my hands off. I've got to go to the Great Lakes. I've got to go to churches. There's ordinations. There's this and that. There's all kinds of things happening. I said, I can't do this. I don't get familiar in ministry, child of God. Even, this is 32 years in this life of the church, but this year I'm celebrating my 43rd year as a Christian. And I'm not finished yet, child of God. Amen. Let me go back to Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus is talking. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. What was the problem, friends? What was the problem in the situation? Let me tell you, there's a word if. There's a phrase and it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If it says, what does it say there? If anyone hears my voice. Child of God, hears my voice. That's important. You got to hear his voice. I'll tell you something. Child of God, one of the things I was sharing with Brad, what I find is with people, especially Christians, we find it very difficult to come to a place where there's total and full surrender or totally committing our whole life to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to challenge you, child of God, don't be afraid. Give him your all. Let me read that verse as it goes on. It says there, because hey, Jeremy, it's so good to see you. I trust you're coming back, eh? Don't worry about him. Just. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, it says, and opens the door. That's the door, friends. He's not going to force that. He's going to only come in by invitation. Opens the door. It says, I will come in to him. Not maybe. I will come in. But then there's that statement at the end. This is critical. And I'm not going to have the time to go through this all. I'm just setting a little appetite here. He says this. Jesus says this. And I will eat with him and he with me. I will eat. Some of the traditional Bible verses, they will say, I will dine with you and you with me, or I'll sup with you and you with me. Notice the order, child of God. Notice the order. If I can put it this way, child of God, Christians at the Crossing Church, it's imperative that you and I share our supper with Jesus or our dinner with Jesus. You say, hey, but Manny, I don't have much. Doesn't matter, Fritz. Doesn't. Because unless we ourselves share our supper with Jesus, Jesus is not going to share his supper with us. And I tell you, when that happens, because you're a child of God, Because you're an heir of the Father, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, everything that belongs to God belongs to you and I because of our union with the Lord Jesus Christ. I was sharing with Brad, we just had some time, I got so carried away. But one of the verses that really spoke to me over this time, going into this new year, it's taken out of John chapter 17, verse 10. A beautiful prayer. This is for me, this is the Lord's prayer. This is Jesus praying to his Father. And he says something like this. He says, all I have, notice the order. Here's Jesus. He says, all I have is yours. This is Jesus. This is the Father and Son relationship. Jesus says, all I have is yours. And then the Father responds, he says, all I have is yours. And this is something, child of God, I cannot do this, but I want it to be something of a declaration, a statement of faith. I cannot do this, but today when I finish, as we pray and we minister, and I really believe with all my heart that there's going to be something within every one of us that are going to say, Lord, all I have is yours. I'm opening up the doors to everything, boy, to my thought life, to those secret things behind the scenes, child of God, where sometimes you and I struggle. No one else knows about it, child of God. To my viewing, to my times. Please don't say the word, I don't have time, Manny. Child of God, time is a gift from God. It's how you and I are using his time. Please, I'm asking in Jesus' name, don't waste time. Time comes and it goes. You can never recapture it back again. It's how you and I spend our time, child of God. Those non-negotiables, child of God, only you by the power of the Holy Spirit can put those things into place in your hearts and in your life. But all I have, can you say that? By the grace of God, I said that to Jesus. And I don't know. I'm not afraid. But it's quite something to say, all I have is yours. Even when it came to that time when Brad was reminding me, when it came to the time when we had just finished this building, and then I read that scripture where Abraham, who were waiting, Abraham and Sarah had been waiting for that promised son Isaac for so long. And the boy is 13 years of age. And God speaks to him and he says to him, Abraham, I want you to offer your son. There was no interrogation session there. But Lord, there was none of that stuff. There was total obedience. Total obedience, child of God. Total obedience. Whatever it may be, child of God, I'm living the dream, child of God. When God said, Manny, I want you to lay down this church, lay down this, because I want to take it to another level. Dawn and I, I'm speaking on behalf of Dawn and I, we're ever grateful to what the Lord himself has done. Friends, it's incredible. It's incredible. It's incredible. All I have is yours. And only God, by the Holy Spirit, can help us to do those things. So, child of God, please, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus Christ. As I said, Jesus was here on the outside. Let us not just go through religion or theology or just gain this or that. Jesus is wanting intimacy. He's wanting such intimacy. He's wanting a close relationship and a close fellowship with each and every one of us. I'm asking in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm speaking. Then I want to just tackle this little area of that. How does Jesus speak to us? How does Jesus speak to us? It's so important for us to hear his voice. How does he speak to us? How can a person hear the voice of Jesus? Let me go back to my example of electricity. The same electric current can produce various manifestations. Let me repeat some of those manifestations. You can channel that current into a light bulb and it produces light. You can channel current into a radio and it produces sound. You can channel current, friends, into a TV set and it produces vision. You can channel current, friends, into a cooking stove and it produces heat. You can channel current into a sewing machine and it produces power. Various manifestations. There are various ways in which God speaks to us. I'm just going to tackle a few and we're going to minister. Just a few. But God himself, there are various manifestations, but the same current, child of God. Let me tell you who that is. That's the Holy Spirit. the Holy Spirit. So one of the ways that God speaks to us, child of God, is through the Bible. Through the Bible. Now, you know, it might seem strange to you, but something during the course of the year, it's been a while. I love gardening. I love gardening. I just love it. But it's been, you know, it's been extremely hot lately, hasn't it, eh? And then also, you know, it was last year, we had that drought in Joburg area. Remember that? Remember it was November, water restrictions. Come on, I'm just reminding you. November, December, January, February, March. There was those water restrictions. Over November, December, January, February, March, rains came, our water, Vaal Dam, just, it was excessive. I walk around my neighborhood, and I've got neighbors there, friends, and there are many of them that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was one lady, she's watering with her hose, and she says, "Manny, please, I'm asking to pray for rain." I said, "I'm also asking, you know." But in any case, those kinds of things. I've always wanted to have, so I was just chatting to the Lord, it's not selfish, but just hear my heart here. I asked the Lord, I'd love to have a borehole, you know. Our house had an old borehole. It's got an old concrete slab there, and it's a well. We tested it once before, it was dry. And I'm watering the one time, and I feel the Holy Spirit clearly saying to me, "Manny, you know, trust me for a borehole." I'm making all kinds of excuses. So the long and the short of it, friends, I booked it for this coming week, Wednesday and Thursday. Not knowing, friends, that because it's so complicated, they went into Friday. At the beginning of each year, on the first day of the year, is I have my last little bit of eat, and then I go for 7 days of prayer and fasting. I've done this for many, many years. It's a time when I seek the face of the Lord. I just want to just seek His face, and I just wait upon the Lord for various things. You've got to believe me. This is on the second day, friends, my first day of fasting. The 2nd of January, but it's my first day of fasting. I'm in Genesis chapter 2, verse 6, and it says this: "Water came up out of the ground and watered all the land." Karabashanda karabash. That means incredible. Child of God, I want you to understand something, the beauty of Scripture. To hear the voice of Jesus in the Scriptures. When God, the power of the Holy Spirit, reading it, friends, and He's connected to it. So it's not just like a light bulb, friends, but it's not connected. When the Holy Spirit moves, He's the author of Scripture. When He moves over there, I knew, friends. I was emotional. I knew. I said, "Don't look what the Lord said." He's done it many, many times, if you know me, friends. That's the primary way in which God speaks, child of God. God must confirm that He spoke. So these guys come, friends, and they came with their drilling team. Their drilling team, I'm telling you, I saw machinery. I thought they're going to rip up my pavement, I tell you, whatever, the garden. But in any case, and there's dust and there's just everything. It was a mess like you can't believe, boy. But this thing goes through and all the rest of it, and I'm just cutting the story short, and they heat water. The workers go like this. The noise is, you can't even hear anything, but their thumbs going up. Then the one guy says, "Manny," he didn't say Manny, he didn't know my name, Manny, but he says, "Sir, you can celebrate." Well, I was celebrating. This water was coming out, the long and the short. Then they were incredible. Then they get the installation teams and they come and do this whole thing. Then they're telling me that the actual water down below there, it's about 500 to 600 liters per hour. And I'm trying to say, "Oh, Jesus, that's a bit weak, eh?" The Lord's talking to me. I've got a water tank. I've had a harvesting tank, 5,500 liters right near there. The long and the short of it, friends, they pump the water from under the ground, friends, into this tank. They've got it's automated, friends. It pumps into this thing. I take my hose, friends. Sorry, before I go to my hose. So they finish with the installation, everything. They've done that, and it finishes on the Friday. The Thursday, my road is, there is sand, a mess everywhere. And it was just like this thought. I said, "Jesus, it'd be lovely if it rained now for you to come." You got to believe me, friends. Friday afternoon, the rains come. I go out there with the umbrella in the rain, and I'm looking. It's just washing all away for my neighbor's sake, you know. I'm okay, but it was for my neighbors. I take the hose yesterday, and I'm watering. So when I'm watering, I put off the hose and I go back to the tank. I go to the tank and I'm knocking on the tank. It's full. You know what the Lord said to me? He wants you and I to stay full with the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18, Paul himself says, be continuously filled with the Holy Spirit. Child of God, it is possible that as you and I go through our season, as you and I go through this year, you and I expending ourselves, giving, giving, giving. But the tank is full. The tank is full. And the Lord told me, child of God, stay connected, child of God. Stay connected. Stay connected to the source in the name of Jesus. Another way that God speaks to us, this is important for me, friends, that God speaks to us through other people. God speaks to us through other people, through you, child of God. You are Christians. Do you know that you and I are going to come into contact with, in the course of this year going on in our Christian life, there are people out there, child of God, who don't have a Bible. They don't read the Bible, child of God. I want to tell you something. You and I are the Bible that they're going to read. What are they reading? What are they reading, child of God? You and I are a testimony. This coming week on Friday, today's the first day of the week, Sunday. Next week, Friday, I'm going to a memorial meeting. Last week, I was here at church. I heard about a friend, a young guy by the name of Peter Chips. This young guy, friends, he was one of my youth leaders many, many years ago in a youth group. Wonderful. He's one of the youth leaders, an amazing person. Life goes on. He married one of the young girls in the life of the church. And they're just having a great time. And what actually happened, I heard, friends, he lives down in Cape Town. He stood at Chapman's Peak, friends, and he just launched himself over, committed suicide. I'm going to a memorial meeting. Please, I'm asking to pray. I'm going to a memorial meeting. God wants me to go there. Do you understand that? He wants me to go there. And I'm going to meet all kinds of people there. Friends, what in our workplace, as we do business, friends, they see you and I. You and I are testimonies. You and I are witnesses, child of God. Shine for Jesus. Shine for Him. The way your priorities, the way the realities of life, the way you run your marriage, your parenting, your children. God speaks to us through others. I was born again in an army camp in 1985, friends, in a place called De Brugge, an Afrikaans young guy by the name of Marnie Maritz. I still can't find this guy. That's 43 years I've been trying to find this guy. But before I came and professed faith in Jesus, that guy just shone, child of God. He was so different. His behavior, he was just so different. And it's God that awakens you and I by the Holy Spirit. He does that, child of God. The Holy Spirit awakens you and I. And we look at things and we think, there's something different about this person. Let that be the case. And child of God, you don't have to go and bash them. You don't have to just be real, friends, because they're going to look for Jesus and they're going to find Jesus in you and in me. And this other one, another way that God speaks to us, friends, is through personal crisis. Through personal crisis. I was listening to a young man's story recently. Last year, December, friends, this guy is going nowhere, boy. He's on drugs. He doesn't know Jesus. He's wanting to commit suicide. He's a mess. An absolute mess. Comes last year, friends. Comes into the life of the Crossing Church. God just brings him in. He comes to something happens to this young man, friends. He's sold out for Jesus, friends. I can't understand it. You know, crisis, a car accident. And maybe you were rescued out of a car accident and you look at that car, you think to yourself, gee, no one would survive out of that thing. You come out unscathed, you're unharmed, surely something, God must have, there must be a God. So, you know, something's going on. What about a marriage? What about a business failure? The realities of life, child of God, you know? And then you realize, friends, I think of my own mother and father-in-law, yeah. So beautiful. They have Chungu and Lorraine. Yeah. I mean, Chungu is looking great. They're coming to their, am I correct, Chungu? I'm not sure. They're coming to their 60th wedding anniversary. This year, 60th. Don't talk to them, friends. It's not plain sailing, boy. But don't let children tell you now. You know, that's... But it's just amazing that even through a house that they lived in, friends, where the church, before the church, Ebenezer Christian Fellowship, before it's now the Crossing Church, friends, their house, friends, was burnt to the ground. Dawn was rescued out of that house. Little Jane, Dawn's sister, at 6 years of age, didn't make it. Through that child of God, God himself brought them to the Lord Jesus Christ. I just feel that that's, I don't want to go any further, but I want you to open up that door. I want you to know God has various ways in which he can speak to us and minister to us. I want you to open up the door. I want you to come to that place, back to my John chapter 17 verse 10, where Jesus himself says, all I have is yours. And the Father's response, all I have, all that is mine is yours. In the traditional King James Version, it says, mine is thine and thine is mine. I don't want you to hold back. I don't want you to hold on to anything. I want you to open that door. He's knocking, child of God. He wants access into whatever. Open that door. If that's you, child of God, won't you stand to your feet, please? Just where you are, please.